program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Roy Bargy, Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, the Rondeliers Quartet, the Pickens Sisters, and Paul Whiteman's Private Clambake. Presenting our Master of Ceremonies, Dean Saylor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Several years ago, the magazine Vanity Fair asked a number of well-known Americans to write their own epitaphs. My favorite was the one by Mark Connelly, the author of The Green Pastures. Mark wrote, "Here lies Mark Connelly." Who? I wouldn't mention this, except that I thought of it when I saw that Paul Whiteman's orchestra is beginning this hour with a number from Sonny by Jerome Kern. And the title is, "Who?" Astounded the other day to learn that Ramona is a collector of first editions. Having met a great many musicians, particularly singers, I wasn't even sure that she could read and write. However, I've since discovered that the first editions she collects are not books, but songs. Ramona is very fond of sneaking up on a new song just as it comes off the press and singing it on the air before anyone else has discovered that it's any good. Two of the biggest recent hits that she's introduced in this manner have been The Talk of the Town and the old epic, Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Tonight she has another new one by the authors of The Talk of the Town. She may be right about it or she may be wrong, but at any rate, she's going to try it on you. Its name is In Other Words, We're Through, sung for the first time on the air by Ramona.
What's the use of trying to conceal it? I know we are through, for I can feel it. If you're only trying to be kind, I'd rather have you say what's on your mind. The way you're treating me is not a mystery. I've put together two and two. You do everything but say it. In other words, we're through. I see it in your eyes, show in everything you do. You do everything but say it. In other words, we're through. You've changed your ways completely. At last I see the light. You used to act so sweetly. Why, it's just like day and night. If love is really gone, there's no use going on. You might as well admit it's true. You do everything but say it. In other words, we're through.
The first hearing of a new piece of music. Adolf Deutsch, who is responsible for a substantial share of those brilliant Special Whiteman arrangements that we toss off so lightly every Thursday night, is now to be heard as the composer of a work entitled Clarabelle for piano and orchestra. The main theme of the composition is announced first by the strings and is then continued and developed by the solo piano. The latter instrument will be played by Roy Bargy, who, despite the fact that he looks singularly like a despondent football coach, manages to be an extraordinarily good pianist. Incidental music by Paul Whiteman's orchestra.
Thank you. Kraft cheese spreads are especially recommended in salad making for plain lettuce salads, for fancy frozen salads. Kraft cheese spreads are delightful combinations of real Philadelphia brand cream cheese and tasty spices, fruit, pimientos. Just the thing to make your salad taste perfect. Kraft cheese spreads simplify salad making. These correctly proportioned spreads are really for instant use. Ask your grocer to show you the assortment of Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow. See these delicious foods packed in their smart new container, the Swanky Swig glass, the modern decorated drinking glass you can use over and over again after the cheese spread has been consumed. See the Kraft cheese spreads, then buy and then taste. You'll be delighted with the delicious flavor, the ease of preparing tempting dishes. Delighted with the Swanky Swig glass you will have. Kraft cheese spreads come in these five flavors. Kraft Pimento Cream Spread, Kraft K, Kraft Creamed Old English, Kraft Wilford Cream Spread, and Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread. All of them are tempting, delicious cheese foods that your whole family will enjoy. Try each spread, and then if you find you have a favorite, delight in it.
Dixie Lee, played by the orchestra, with Peggy Healy getting practically all of the words in. The other day, I was talking to Jane Pickens of the Pickens Sisters. She's the one who takes the high notes about Southern hospitality. According to Miss Pickens, when people in Georgia, where she and her sisters come from, go calling on their friends, it's not unusual for them to drop in for the afternoon and end up by staying a couple of weeks. You know, it made me think of the Pickens Sisters. 3 weeks ago tonight, they appeared on this program as guest artists, and I introduced them as such with the distinct understanding that they would... Well, when they showed up on last week's program, I thought perhaps there'd been a misunderstanding, and the best thing to do was not to comment on it. Now they're back again tonight, and I'm worried. Not that I mind their hanging around like this, but you don't know the Pickens Sisters. One more week of this visit, and they'll be billing Paul Whiteman as their guest artist. For the present, however, I'm still able to announce that the Pickens Sisters, our permanent guest artists, are about to give you Sing a Little Lowdown Tune.
China boy from the water scene. China boy from the sea.
Upon a time, I had a popular song published by Joseph Stern and Company. And on the back cover was an enormous advertisement of Paul Lincke, the composer of Shine Little Glowworm. In fact, it was so big that everybody thought it was the front cover. And people used to get very indignant when they'd buy it and discover they'd bought my song by mistake. The Glowworm was only one of Paul Lincke's compositions. Perhaps his best known was the world-famous waltz, Spring, Beautiful Spring, which is still widely used to accompany circus horses and fancy skaters. It is also useful, as you will notice when Paul Whiteman's orchestra plays it, for waltzing. Ladies and gentlemen, I must explain that we're about to perform the weekly Paul Whiteman clam bake. The word clam bake is derived from two words, clam, meaning something that doesn't keep, and bake, meaning to cook. In other words, something that we have cooked up that we can't keep to ourselves. Or in still other words, a more or less impromptu show in which practically every member of the Whiteman organization takes part. Roy Bargy, Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, the Rondoliers, Goldie, the Demon Trumpeter, the Pickens Sisters, even the orchestra, and possibly Mr. Whiteman. You may remember that we did something like this for several weeks. Then we stopped, waiting for the flood of letters from disappointed listeners begging us to put it back. Well, the ensuing silence became so unbearable that finally I wrote a letter to Mr. Whiteman myself, signing it to Old Subscriber, and saying, I see you dropped the clam bake. And so that's how we came to put it back on the program. And from now on, we're taking no further chances but are making it a regular weekly feature in response to overwhelming popular demand. And now, men, what shall it be?
I say, let us do a drama. Say, how's about a bedtime story?
Oh, let's have a singing society.
Very good, very good. Very good, very good. And now that that's settled, we shall offer you a slightly cockeyed version of a number from Irving Berlin's A Thousand's Cheer, entitled The Funnies. In this, as you may remember, most of the famous characters from the comic strips are mentioned. Joe Palooka, Barney Google, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Captain Katsuyama, Jiggs and Maggie, Popeye, Wimpy, Andy Gump, and Min, I quote. And tonight we introduce them all in person. Peggy Healy and Johnny Mercer will start the introducing.
Around and leave the company on.
A little coffee in a cup and bringing father up. I'm dippy over Skippy and his little yellow pup.
Which means we're simply mad about our meeting. We couldn't do without the funny. You know, Dexter, I'm not concerned with the news of the day and the stories of who murdered whom.
And as to what any headline can say, I have no need of. I don't want to read of.
Oh, the Dempsey. All the time.
Right.
The wealthy daughter, all their sons.
The news about the lovely trip, the people taking ships. I'd rather read about the people in the trunk.
Which means we're just mad about. I mean, we could do without the funny.
Yeah, man.
Well,
hang
out here. Here for the comics. Better hold your stomachs.
Now, and here's Palooka. The town, Joe Palooka.
The fight was now tough, but I come through, and now I'm coming home to you. Goodbye now.
And he really is, folks. Back to that old gray haired lady and the light in the window.
Those little white lies.
Mickey.
What's the room now?
I'm on record that a genuine sterling bronze plated song has ever been kicked around.
Captain Katsuyama, how are you? Why don't you say a bit of something to
I wish that I had changed my plan before I took my wife to see the preacher man. Yeah, she had a pair of Katsuyama, a grocer pair. And all at once, the fun began, yahoo.
Did you ever hear why talking? Well, we did.
Jake, what do you want, Maggie?
Hear Maggie and Jake walking. Just listen.
Jake, what is it, Maggie?
My old man, he only works on a one-day plan. Getting salary on Sundays, broke on Mondays. My old man.
I wish that we never had met, Maggie. When you and I were young.
Popeye, give us a song and tell the folks how you got so strong.
I'm husky, I am, I'm husky to stay. And I'll tell you how you can get that way. Just teach your city and the heck with it. The heck with it, that's all.
I wonder what's become of Wimpy. That old path of yours.
Wimpy sold the cow and so they sent him away. The jury almost let him off till they heard him say, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Now he's underneath the ring, ring, ring.
Hush, hush, say no more. Andy Goat is at the door.
And he comes in the parlor, everybody holler, the fire. What's the matter with Andy?
He won't say a thing.
What's the matter with Andy?
Hey, say, Andy, say.
Oh, Andy isn't speaking anymore. It's no wonder that his face is sore. Someone sort of stalked him with a big rolling pin, ruined his Adam's apple and demolished his skin.
Tell us who did it, Andy.
Oh,
man.
Come in.
Come in. Come in. Oh, you mad Indian.
It's such a crazy, silly crew, and always something new. It isn't any wonder that we love them like we do.
Oh, no wonder that we're nuts about. I mean, we couldn't do without the funny. Positively not.
Kraft cheese spreads are really delicious. It is impossible to buy a more balanced combination of fine cheeses and tasty relishes. You will enjoy making salads, sandwiches, and appetizers with Kraft cheese spreads. But let's see how a Ladies' Aid Society meeting is progressing at Mrs. Smith's house. Right now, they are being served refreshments.
Mrs. Smith, we certainly never accomplished more than we did today at your house. And such a marvelous way to end a successful meeting. The salad is delicious, and the sandwiches, too.
Well, we did get a lot done, didn't we? As for the salad, well, you haven't any idea how easy it was to prepare.
Joan Smith, you're the most modest woman I know.
Oh, Mary.
If this isn't proof that you're one of the best cooks in this community, why, this is the salad of a real cooking expert. Girls, I make a motion we thank Joan for her excellent taste in hospitality.
I second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Well, thank you. I really feel honored. But you can thank Kraft for making cheese bread. It was so simple using the Kraft cheese bread as the foundation of the salad.
And apparently very delicious from all the comments, Mrs. Smith. Try Kraft cheese spreads. Select a favorite if you have one, and if you haven't, buy a swanky sweet glass of each variety and then choose. Just ask your grocer for the Kraft cheese spreads in the new swanky sweet glass.
A new picture opened at the Rivoli Theater here in New York and has been doing what New York's great theatrical weekly, Variety, calls a socko business ever since. It is Roman Candles, of which that timid and self-effacing hermit, Eddie Cantor, is the star. Tonight we are playing a medley of the principal musical numbers in the new Cantor film. They include Keep Young and Beautiful, as illustrated by the orchestra and the Rondoliers, No More Love, with eloquent moans by Peggy Healy, and Build a Little Home by a mystery singer who will be introduced later.
Keep young and beautiful, if you want to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful, if you want to be loved. Don't fail to do your stuff, with a little power and a pop. Keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved, if your wife makes a type all the fat off, take it off, off of here, off of there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, have a Marcel wave in your hair. Take care of all the time, and you'll always leave someone fine. Keep young and beautiful, if you want to be loved.
Why does he forget the kiss by tomorrow and leave a souvenir of sorrow? No more love. Hold me tenderly, you're a memory. There's no more love in your heart for me. No.
Hurry-do. Say, wait a minute. Am I late?
Why,
am I
Eddie?
On time?
Why, Eddie, what are you doing here?
Well, you know, I had a dream that the program was on. So I got dressed and I came right over.
Well, we're mighty glad you're here.
You're glad? Say, wait a minute. How about me? Say, think what would have happened if I didn't get here. Ah. There wouldn't be any program.
Oh, yes, there would be.
How do you like that? Say, Paul, is it true or am I still dreaming? Are you on this program from now on?
Of course.
You mean Rubinoff, that fiddle scraper, isn't going to show up?
I hope not. He doesn't belong here.
Well, that's what I always said. Well, tell me, Paul, who is that guy?
Well, that's Dean Taylor, our master of ceremonies.
What? No Jimmy Warrington?
Not on this program.
Oh, poor Jimmy. He had such a nice mustache, too. Ah.
Well, you're not on this program either.
Say, wait a minute. I'm not on this program. Isn't it Sunday night?
No. This is the Kraft program. I'm Paul Whiteman, and this is Thursday night.
And I thought I'd gotten rid of that Russian, that Cossack Rubinov for good.
Ah.
You sure must be in a fog, Eddie.
No, no, wait a minute. I'll tell you what happened to me, Paul. I was in a Turkish bath and I came out too soon. But wait a minute, listen. If my wife Ida's listening in, I'm only kidding. Ha ha. Wait a minute, listen. After all, Paul, you know, business is business. And as long as I'm here, I might as well get a plug for my picture. I'll sing Fill the Little Hole. Boys, give me a key. No, no. I didn't say a bunch of keys. I want one key. My key.
We can decorate the ceiling with an optimistic feeling. We can build a little home. Every single little dream is the shingle or a rafter. We can paint the house with laughter when we build a little home. It's not a palace, nor a poorhouse, but the rent is absolutely free. This is my house, but it's your house, if you'll come and live with me.
With a carpet on the floor, made of buttercup and clover, our troubles will be over when we hear the
I think I'd better explain, for those of you who can't take a joke, that that wasn't Eddie Cantor. It was Arthur Boran, who was said to be able to fool even Mrs. Cantor on the telephone. Our next imitation will be an imitation of Paul Whiteman's orchestra playing You Have Taken My Heart and of Jack Fulton singing it. Mr. Fulton will imitate the orchestra and the orchestra will imitate Mr. Fulton, and I hear they're both marvelous.
Murmur of rain soft and tender,
several of the interesting facts that I have announced during these broadcasts turned out to be more interesting than facts. And so I thought I would take a few moments this evening to apologize for the misstatements and correct them. For one thing, I once said that the famous song Tipperary was the work of two American songwriters. It was the work of two British songwriters, taken from correspondence throughout the United States and Canada. Only a week or so ago, I said that the Song of the Bayou had won first prize in the Victor Contest for American Composers. It won second prize. Then last week, I referred to Beautiful Girl as a new ballad, whereupon a nasty telegram from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, informs me that Irving Fisher sang it 10 years ago in the Ziegfeld Follies. Now, this sort of thing rather undermines one's confidence. Ordinarily, I would now announce that Ramona is about to sing You're an Old Smoothie, but I don't dare. I'd rather just say that Ramona is about to sing, and I may even be wrong about that.
You're the smoothest so-and-so know me that. You're mighty cute. You're slicker more than the trousers on. Of your last year's blue shirt too. I'm the softest so-and-so that any boy ever knew. I may be dumb as they ever come, but at least I'm on to you. You're an old smoothie. I'm an old softie. I'm just like putty in the hands of a boy like you. You're an old meanie, and I'm like groovy. I just go nutty in the hands of a boy like you. For me, made me more sad for you. Thought you laid a trap. Well, dear, I think it's time you knew. You've done just what I wanted you to do. See, I old smoothie, crafty old salty. I'm just like putty in the hands of boys like you.
From Ponchielli's opera, La Gioconda, the famous dance of the hours. I remember once taking the well-known actress Margalo Gilmore to a performance of La Gioconda at the Metropolitan Opera House. We arrived early, so before the curtain rose, I gave her a rapid synopsis of the plot. After I'd been talking for 15 minutes, I said, "What do you think of it, Margalo?" "Well," she said, "that's fine if they can get it all in." So I don't think I'll take the time to tell you the plot of La Gioconda. Besides, the Dance of the Hours has nothing to do with it. It's a ballet at the palace of Alvise, a wicked Venetian nobleman, and that's enough to know. There are four movements, slow and fast, which are supposed to represent dawn, day, evening, and night. And by the way, although this is a ballet, the Pickham sisters and the Rondeliers seem to have got mixed up in this thing somehow, and will supply a special vocal obbligato. However, the spade work in the Dance of the Hours will be done, as usual, by Paul Whiteman and his kitchen police. Thank you.
Use the Kraft cheese spread for its foundation. For salads, the Kraft Roquefort cream spread is recommended. Real Philadelphia brand cream cheese combined with genuine imported Roquefort. Or perhaps you would prefer Kraft pineapple cream spread, Philadelphia brand cream cheese, and fresh Hawaiian pineapple. Both of these spreads are delicious. And the next time you plan to serve appetizers, use Kraft cheese spreads. They come in several tempting flavors. All you have to do is to put any of the spreads on thin slices of toast or crackers or in celery grooves, and you will have some of the finest appetizers that can be created. For appetizers and sandwiches, we recommend the Kraft Pimento Cream Spread, the Kraft K, and the famous Kraft Creamed Old English. All Kraft cheese spreads are now being displayed in the smart new containers of Slanky Swig glasses at your grocer's. See them tomorrow and buy one of each. After the cheese spread has been used, you will have left a thin drinking glass, which you can use over and over again for any beverage. Don't forget, ask for the Kraft cheese spreads in the Slanky Swig glass. Program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each week by the makers of Kraft Phoenix Cheese. We cordially invite you to be with us again next Thursday evening for another hour of entertainment from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble with Dean Taylor, his master of ceremonies. We'll have as our guests the Columbia University Glee Club of 60 voices. Same station, same hour. Don't forget next Thursday night. This is Howard Claney saying good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.